Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, January the 30th, 30th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon from St. Bernard's Catholic Schools, David Sharp. Hey, guy.
Hey.
You're looking rather relaxed.
You like the look, huh?
No, I'm just kind of intrigued.
Oh, wow. It's called not wearing a tie.
Yeah, well, you know, you're just kind of taking it easy. It's kind of like you and your buddy here swinging by. Swang?
Past tense.
Visited the bar on the way out. You just, you know, the edge is off a little bit here. A little sacramental wine, perhaps?
The sandbar. We were looking for
sandbar. Oh, good. Not a bad response. Yeah. You want to introduce the guy in between us here?
This is Craig Brown, Director of Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's.
Good afternoon.
You think it is.
Yeah. So far.
Yeah.
It's starting out, though.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, we build it high, so there's lots of ways to go down. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about Catholic Schools Week. What is it? Why is it? And some of the different things that are out there for folks that may have, well, they may be looking to come back to a Catholic school after going through themselves, or they may have youngsters or others that are intrigued or perhaps could be convinced to be intrigued.
We'll accept almost anybody.
Yeah, that's what we've heard, and we'll talk about it when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggy of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times, 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mr. Brown and Mr. Sharp from St. Bernard's. But before we do, our quote this afternoon. Oh, let's see. There are so many different opportunities. That's an easy one. Jim Eason, quote, "If you want to look young and thin, hang around old fat people."
That is by far.
Yeah. So, Craig, what is Catholic Schools Week? Is it Catholic Week in the schools? Is it Catholic Schools Week? What is this thing?
It is a time of the year that was set up 40 years ago this year by the National Catholic Education Association, which is the National Catholic Schools secondary, elementary, and university, kind of their lobbying public relations group. They do a lot of curricular support for Catholic schools and a lot of outreach support and public relations support for Catholic schools. So they put this instituted this week of recognition for schools to recognize the work they're doing in the schools in each community and for the schools in the nation to kind of stop and take pause and recognize the work they do for the Universal Church and the church in the country and for the country itself. So it's kind of a public relations self-take stock kind of time of the year.
Now, the Universal Church, is that the Mother Church, or is that another offspring church that's popped up in the last couple of years?
It's not a New Age church.
Okay. No. Okay, yeah.
The term Universal Church, the word Catholic, Catholic itself is defined as
universal. I'm
going to
sit in one of your religious classes and just be in the back and just throw out various questions as the hour goes on.
Actually, that would be very entertaining.
For some.
The word Catholic means universal. So when I say universal church, it means the Catholic Church in Latin America, Africa, Asia, Middle East.
Do Catholic schools, guys, is this a strong period nationally? Is this a challenging period? Yeah, recessions, whether there's tuition or not, or it's church-sponsored or parish-sponsored or diocesan-sponsored, is this a good time for Catholic schools? Is this a challenging time?
It's a challenging time. The trend over the last few years has been a decrease in the number of schools and actually a small decrease in enrollment. You know, the economics of the recent times play a part of that and a major part of it. But, you know, the need for a Catholic school in today's world, I think, is greater than it ever has been.
Craig, do you get on the street a lot of comments about how's it going? Are things better now? Are they more challenging now?
I think, yeah, and I think specifically for our school, because we have had the last decade or so of our 100-year history has been a challenging decade with the diocese going through economic problems and not being able to support us as much as they had been in the past. So people are concerned about the fact that we are self-supporting, that the money we get to run our school and teach our kids is money that we generate ourselves.
Is that rare?
It's not common. Yeah, it is. Most Catholic schools, first of all, the fact that there's a Catholic school that is pre-K through 12th grade is very unusual. Most Catholic schools are either elementary or they're high schools. So for us to be that inclusive is really rare. And then to be a private nonprofit, not attached to a parish or a diocese, is pretty uncommon.
Most folks are probably familiar with either Cardinal Newman or with Justin Siena through the athletic stuff. Are those more typical?
Yeah.
Schools?
Yeah, yeah. Those schools are more attached fiscally and constitutionally with the diocese, the actual center of the church in this area, or a parish. A parish will run a school. And our elementary school was at one time a parish school, and the high school was a diocesan school. And then both of those, because of economic problems, both of those partnerships had to be dissolved and left us working with the people in the community who love the school and want to see it continue. So God bless them.
Dave, is that something that St. Bernard's would like to have down the road? Either a church-sponsored or a parish-sponsored or to become a diocesan school again?
That's what we're working towards. And, you know, we've been a Catholic school for over 100 years, you know, started by the Sisters of St. Joseph of Orange. And, you know, in this time of declining numbers of Catholic schools in enrollment and such, you know, we want to be the strongest Catholic school that we can. And I believe that the way to accomplish that is to have that more official relationship with the diocese, and that's what we're going to be pursuing. Our Bishop Vasha, who we saw quite a bit of recently, we want to, you know, be a part of what he's got going on here in the North Coast.
It's 3:19.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. If you've never been to Eureka's Sequoia Park Zoo, or haven't in a long time, you're in for a treat. Eureka is one of the smallest cities in the nation to have a zoo, and quite a zoo it is. It's among the redwood trees and specializes in a variety of small animals. Many exhibits have been updated, with more on the way. A big favorite is the red panda family. If you think of pandas as black and white, big, and chewing on bamboo, think again. Red pandas are small with reddish coats and white faces. Watch them scamper on their trees. The pink flamingo flock will dazzle you as you pass their pond. There are many more zoo pleasures awaiting young and old alike. There's a cafe and gift shop, too. On Wednesdays, all visitors come in at half price. For days and hours, see their website, sequoiaparkzoo.net. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Sharp and Craig Brown. Guys, the concept of Catholic Schools Week, does that mean that you break out the old rulers that the nuns had and you revisit what Catholic schools used to be like in the 50s and 60s, or is it cause for a different kind of reflection this week?
Who says Catholic schools were like that in the 50s and 60s? Where do you get this information?
St. Bernard grads.
The rule-slapping nuns. That's a horrible image. That's an urban myth.
Should I call Angie?
No. We don't need better witnesses. Yeah. No, it's a time when we celebrate ourselves, is really, to be seriously answering your question, if I might.
Yeah, for a moment, yeah.
We celebrate ourselves, our history, our tradition, the work we're doing together, and stuff like that.
celebrating St. Bernard's?
Yeah.
Or celebrating St. Bernard's and St. Mary's and some of the other Catholic schools that are in the area?
It's actually focused on our community. We're celebrating who we are and how we work together and what we've done in the past.
So what's the coolest thing nobody would know anything about that has been celebrated this week, if you're not either from St. Bernard's or you're not on the current staff at St. Bernard's?
The coolest thing.
The
wow.
coolest thing.
Biggest wow, the thing that you're most excited about, or and well, do not mention the boiler. That does not count.
What about the roof? No.
Or the roof.
The coolest thing for me, and Craig alluded to it earlier, is that we are pre-K through 12. We had a buddy day where we had all of our...
That's what I was going to say, dude.
The tall guys, the medium guys, and the little guys all together. And it's just so wonderful to see them working together. You know, we had a project that we expected them to, you know, take an hour to do. I mean, they worked so well together. It got done in 20 minutes. And then they all went on the elementary playground and were playing together. So it's... And that, you know, that's great. Yeah, I did a project, your buddies. But it speaks to that community, that element of family. And it's just great to see. It really is. That, to me, that's a wow.
That was going to be my answer, too. Yeah. And there's nothing like going into a kindergarten classroom and seeing a 220-pound defensive lineman sitting on the floor coloring with a kindergartner and both of them smiling and talking to each other. That's just, it doesn't get much better than that.
Somebody has a younger brother. It would be interesting talking to the kids themselves if they understood some of this magic or uniqueness. I mean, you can't do that, you know, mix an elementary school population with a high school population. Most times it's not co-located, you know, in other educational settings. And you've got other concerns that you really have to wade through. How do you embrace that and still keep everybody kind of paying attention to what should be going on? Because I would imagine you don't want your 220-pound senior lineman using crayons at the SAT test either.
Yeah. they seem to get the distinction by themselves. But
you know, we've been talking to quite a few junior high students recently wanting to transfer in at the semester or, you know, the following year, and you know, to try to paint that image of what is it like in the passing period between classes when you've got that 220-pound defensive lineman walking past a seventh grader. Is that seventh grader face down in the garbage can, or is there a high five in the hall? And really, it.
How did you get canned when you were in junior high?
Oh, no.
Put you face down in the can?
Well, with your feet sticking up, sure. So what I'm trying to say is that that's
work.
Not the image.
That doesn't happen.
Work.
But really,
even if it could, it's
that sense of, yeah. I mean, we love and we cherish one another, and you know that sort of stuff. No way. Nobody would let it happen.
I think it starts with the way the teachers. When you first asked your question, the first thing I thought of was the kids who have been at our school since kindergarten. So if you're a junior or senior and you've been already at the school for 10 years or 8 years, you may not, like any other human being, you grow up in an environment you don't really realize what you've got until it's gone. But we get transfer students from public schools at the sophomore, junior, or senior year, and they almost immediately notice the difference in the way they're treated and the way the students treat each other. And that's a comment I get a lot in the 17 years I've been here. Not here, but at school. And so that's how I know that there's a difference, mostly. The kids who have been in the environment their whole school career, that's just normal business for them.
Do the parents pick up on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I would think they would probably be the ones most apt to share some of those experiences, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. because you're older and so are they.
Yeah, and they've seen other worlds, and they have things to compare and contrast.
Yeah, and understand what those differences are. Mm-hmm. It's intriguing to me sometimes how people will see that, I guess, Catholic schools are also supposed to be non-alcohol, no drug.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's in society, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's how you interact with people. rather than a purity versus a non-purity.
And the differences, I mean, the basic differences of the school systems, public versus us, is faith. And people say the word faith, and it's such a nebulous, open-ended, almost undefined word that it might seem unimportant. But I think that is the difference.
It's important enough to make my note sheet before
okay,
you mentioned it.
There it is.
So when we come back, guess what we'll talk about, buddy? You better do some quick studying. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be of benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, Suite 35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Craig Brown, David Sharp from St. Bernard's Catholic School and Air Force Academy.
Starfleet.
Oh, is that Star Wars?
Star Trek. Oh, my God.
Star Trek? Well,
you're breaking my heart.
Well, I don't know. You go. Well, you probably go back to Roddenberry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, I've seen
been a
is the.
Since 1968.
Well, pfft.
I can't.
Say no more, baby.
I will not apologize to anybody.
And if we said Nanu Nanu, would that register with you too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. Yeah, I don't want to leave Mork out. When a school is deemed to be or titled or called Catholic, what does that mean? I've never heard of, and I'll be very pejorative here, I don't mean to offend, Bob's Pentecostal High School or Elizabeth's Presbyterian High School, but you hear of, fill in the blank, Catholic High School. What is that all about?
Well, there are independent Christian private schools, affiliated with independent Christian churches, non-denominational, as we say. But the Catholic... To call a school Catholic means that it adheres to a specific interpretation of the Gospels and the Christian life that has been continually taught for 2,000 years.
And so it's New Testament, not Old Testament?
Whole thing. The whole Bible
the whole nine
is
yards,
part
okay.
of our tradition, yeah. And that has been interpreted and taught starting with Jesus Christ and his relationship with Peter, the first pope, and handed on for 2,000 years. So it's a continuity, a continuum of teaching and faith and spiritual life.
So how does that manifest itself in the classroom? Okay, Mr. Star Trek, let's back up just a tad here. Can we talk about life on other planets in our astronomy, astrology, biology class?
Absolutely. There is no, and Pope John Paul II has said that there can be no disagreement between science and faith, that they are both two intellectual disciplines looking for the same truth, which is understanding the cosmos and how it came to be and where it's going. They just use different tools to understand it. So if there's sentient life on other planets, then the question for me, if you want to get into this, is that if
sure, there's nobody else except us three. Don't worry about it.
If the
enrollment plummets this afternoon at about 4:15, huh?
I hope the ratings don't suffer. Yeah. If the salvation event had happened on Earth with Jesus of Nazareth as the Messiah and the incarnated God, if there's sentient life on other planets, did they have their own salvation event? Or is the salvation event that happened on Earth the salvation for the whole cosmos? That's the question I've been wrestling with in my own private intellectual life, if you wanted to know.
Or perhaps it's yet to come.
Yeah.
In some of those worlds also.
That could be. Yeah,
but what would he appear as?
A Klingon. Depends.
I knew we'd wrap it around there somehow. He'd teleport in. What about some of the cultural stuff, guys? Is that something that's highlighted during Catholic Schools Week? Is that something that's innate into the curriculum also? Premarital sex obviously is going to be one at the high school level. Abortions, birth control. I mean, all those types of things that society is wrestling with and trying to come to a personal decision about. Do things like that get in? Is that part of the instruction? Is that part of the culture? How does that integrate into this model of education?
Yeah, it absolutely has to be included. Yeah, and we don't shy away from it either. The hot button issues, like death penalty, capital punishment, all those life issues, human issues about human sexuality across the board, especially with our adolescents, our teenage students in the high school level, they have to understand the church's teachings, which are very clear, and the church isn't shy about it. But they have to understand those teachings, and even for our non-Catholic students, all we really ask of them is that they understand the philosophical underpinnings of those teachings and the reasons for those teachings, and that those teachings come out of not a sense of wanting to punish humans because they're sexual beings, but because they give us a measurement of how well we're loving. And that's what those things are there for. And so we ask the students to understand the reason for those rules and regulations about human life, and at least understand them if they don't agree with them. But that, you know, every human has to come to their own concept about those truths. But they are the truths that have been taught for 2,000 years. There's nothing new.
Is human frailty part of that also?
Just look at the teachers.
Absolutely. I'm more concerned, frankly, at the moment about the administrative staff, but that's okay.
I was counting myself as a teacher. That was a self-effacing comment.
Yeah, you might be getting a little bit ahead of the curve here, I think. But we'll find out during the break. KINS, News and Information Times, 342. We'll be back with more from Dave Sharp and Craig Brown.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:45. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Sharp and Craig Brown. Guys, one of the things that's a little unique this year, I don't know if it's every year, but this year, is it's also the Chinese New Year. Tonight, or maybe it's already happened, I don't know the time zone thing really well. Apparently neither does Craig, because he's looking at you, Dave.
I was born in America.
Yeah. Does that add to the flavor of Catholic Schools Week? Does that help to give another thing to celebrate, or is it a juxtaposition and Catholic Schools Week goes until Thursday and then Friday it's New Year's?
Well, it's certainly a part of who we are is our Chinese students, and we certainly recognize the Spring Festival, Lunar New Year, Chinese New Year, however you want to call it, and recognize that, you know, this is a very special holiday and events in their culture, and you know, we should have some appreciation of it as well, and you know, allow them some opportunities to celebrate that, and not just by themselves, but really to bring in other students, other teachers to experience that, because as it's described to me, it's, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, your birthday party, everything all thrown in together, and it's quite the celebration that lasts, you know, for a good part of the day and, you know, a couple of days. So, you know, after this, we're going to go to the dorm and help celebrate with our students and eat some really good food. And it's a highlight. And it moves from year to year. It's not always the same date every year. And this one it happens to fall during Catholic Schools Week.
Horse? So.
Year of the Horse, yes. Which is why the Denver Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, I didn't put those together.
Oh, I see. The Seahorses out of Seattle won't win.
No. No.
Seahorses.
Okay. Craig, how cool is it, or how challenging is it to have international students that are not Catholic by culture.
It's very
inside this mix match blender called high school.
It's very interesting. When we first started it about 10 years ago, I was shocked when the first student in one of my religion classes asked me who's this Jesus I was talking about, and I realized that I had to start from the very beginning.
Step one,
and it was basic evangelization and catechesis with them. But since then, I've grown to love the idea that I'm introducing these kids to a whole new way of looking at the world. And we've had a couple of conversions and baptisms.
That's what I was wondering. How many grasp it or follow it or are intrigued by, whether it's Christianity based or Catholicism specifically, is there a curiosity?
There is, and it's seen. You can see it. The difference between the individual students is, I think, it seems like to me anyway, if they come to us with some kind of faith background, Buddhist or Taoist or some other Chinese folk religion, they're more accepting of the idea that Jesus Christ is real and how we feel about him and what we believe. But most of them are just 110% dyed-in-the-wool materialists, that they believe that they get out of life what they put into life and that they're in charge of everything and that
charity isn't there.
There is not a lot of charity. It's very, attacking life and getting out of life what you can, and everybody's on their own. That's a large percentage of what I see with our students. And the thing that intrigues me about the job we're doing with them is that we're giving them this gospel idea that each human's full of dignity and worth of respect because they're made in the image and likeness of God. They're taking that back to a communist country, and they can be, the only thing I can think of is, I don't see how the Communist Party is going to stand, because these kids are going back with this idea that they have dignity and worth intrinsically, and that the commonality is important, but they're worthy of respect and justice. And
have you been able to follow anybody?
No, I really haven't, and I wish I would like to hear stories from them.
Well, if you didn't heck them off so much.
they only liked me.
Thanks for coming by, guys. We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Dave Sharp and Craig Brown. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.